Chris Corbeil joins us from the Rush. Chris, I guess first question, how are you feeling? How's the foot? I know you got into your first action after sitting out.
Well, it felt good to get back into things. Obviously, not the result I was looking for after getting back, but whenever you're an athlete, you want to be out there. It's tough watching from the press box, so it was a big relief to get on the floor and join the boys again for sure.
The defense prides itself. You guys gave up the fewest goals in the league by 50 last year over everybody else. 16-12 in the last two games. I know as an individual and the captain, that's probably not acceptable. What do you guys need to do defensively?
No, you said it exactly. It's not acceptable, and we're a team that prides ourselves on our excellent defensive play, and we're a team that I'd like to think built by Derek Keenan, our general manager and head coach, from the back out. So, the interesting thing is after watching the Toronto game and sort of reflecting on it, there was a lot of adjustments to make, but not a ton in the Calgary game. I actually thought defense was pretty good. Their offense just was also very good. A couple of the things we need to do, though, is get into a better job of getting into shooting lanes. We weren't blocking as many shots as we were earlier in the year against Calgary, and if we can do that, we're helping out Aaron Bold. And another thing is ball pressure. We weren't letting anybody get by us, but at the same time, if we let them sit back and sort of shop around and give them time to find guys that are open and make plays, then it makes their life a lot easier. So you kind of have to walk that fine line of not getting spread too thin, but also not giving them too much time with the ball.
Yeah, Zach. I mean, this is a team that's been built largely on the ability to play good defense. It's out of character for this team not to play good defense. Now, you talked about a couple of the aspects. Why would you back off the pressure enough or not fill the lanes? Was this bad reads or you got it? No, you take it. Or when you look at it, why did you get away from what served you so well?
Well, in terms of the ball pressure, it's difficult against certain guys, and guys are apprehensive. Calgary had a couple guys, Curtis Dixon on the right-hand side of the floor, as well as Sean Evans, probably to a lesser degree, and Jeff Shatler on the other side of the floor, that are very good athletes and very good one-on-one players. So you do want to get out there and apply that ball pressure, but it also leaves you susceptible to getting beat one-on-one, which obviously defeats the entire system, right? If a guy can walk around you. So at times, we were maybe giving Curtis Dixon and Shatler, and as I mentioned, even Evans, a little bit too much respect in that regard. And it allowed them to sort of step back and be playmakers instead of the guys that we were challenging to sort of beat us one-on-one. In terms of the shooting lanes, that was sort of uncharacteristic of us, to be honest, and maybe something that we didn't address prior to the game. And one of those little things that you sort of need to be reminded of, the little things that lead to your success, and just sort of remind yourself of heading into games.
Chris Corbeil, captain of the Rush, joins. It's not like you guys have played bad. You lose, two games in overtime, right? So it's not like you're out of it by any stretch. But I know that defensively your team wants to be better. Looking at the offense of Vancouver coming in a battle for first place on Saturday night, Reese Dutch is clearly their go-to guy. And, you're a guy who would defend him on that side of the floor. What makes him so difficult? What do you need to do? You're likely going to get that assignment. What do you need to do to contain a guy like Dutch?
So there's another guy that is very much like Curtis Dixon. These two guys are very, very difficult, I would say, in terms of righties in our league. Those are the 1-2 guys in the league in terms of athleticism and ability to take guys one-on-one and beat them underneath or over the top. It's really, you're right, I'm going to be the guy that gets the matchups, but a lot of it is going to be dependent on my teammates and making sure they're in the positions to slide and help if I do get beat one-on-one. I'll need to get out on that and pressure the ball to make sure I don't give them too much time to shop around. And part of that is taking the proper angles and making sure I got the footwork down, because you take a poor angle, and he'll make you pay, and he's got the speed and the athleticism to get around you, and it's tough to recover from that.
Now, it goes without saying, you just need to look at the standings to see The start to this year is much different than last season. I mean, that was a remarkable role to get going. There's been challenges like the defensive ones you've talked about. Does this rely on a lot more video work or just talking or meetings to sort through this? Because really, compared to last year, this is a far bumpier road for this group of players.
Yeah, there's no question, and I wish I knew what the solution was, and if I had it, I'd apply it quickly. I think there could be a number of contributing factors. We really haven't changed up very much from what we were doing last year.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we do have to change things and sort of evolve as time goes on. But I think the good news is that a lot of the mistakes that we're seeing or that we're making during games when we look back in video are mistakes that can be easily reconciled. We don't have any, glaring holes in our lineup or anything like that where we need new personnel or there's a problem with our culture. These are all just minor tweaks when we go over the tape that could easily be adjusted to get us on the winning end of a lot of these one goal games. We've lost our last two in overtime. We lost our season opener by one goal to Buffalo, and those 3-1 goal games could be the difference of a 7-1 record as opposed to 4-4. So, by no means are we out of it, but we'll definitely have to address some things. But like I said, they're adjustments that we feel comfortable making.
After the game, Derek Keane said he was happy with the transition looks you got, just not the finish, right? You guys didn't score a goal in transition. You had a lot of good looks. What do you say to that as one of the transition guys? Now, I know you weren't necessarily one getting a ton of shots in that game, but does the shot selection of you guys, does finishing need to be better collectively from your team?
No, it does. And it does. And it has been an issue with us this year, and I think he hit the nail on the head in that we're getting our transition opportunities. It's just capitalizing on those transition opportunities. And part of that is as simple as just, a lot of D guys maybe skim over the scouting reports we have each week on the other team, specifically their goaltending. I think we all, as defensive guys, we know their offensive players in and out pretty well, and we'll read up on them. But it's easy to overlook, what we have written up about their goalie. But then when we do get a chance in transition, all of a sudden we're shooting to the wrong spot. And heading into each game, Coach Quinlan and Keenan go over certain spots. They identify maybe a weakness in the opposing goalie, and we as the defensive group or transition group haven't been shooting to those areas, so that falls on us. And those are just some of the small details we need to work on to clean it up.
You know, confidence is a word that's used in every sport, and like you say, you've lost some one goal games that could swing the record. But the fact is, you want to get it turned around, because just like you got on a roll last year, and confidence grows, confidence can wane pretty quickly, whether you want it to or not, if it's close but no cigar time after time, right?
No, you're certainly right. And a big part of that is, we hang our hat on the fact that we're 4-4, but we've lost a bunch of tight games. But if we don't have the ability to come out on the winning end of these tight games, then, we're not going to have much luck down the stretch, and unless we're going through playoffs winning every game by a landslide, then what's going to happen, right? We have to have faith and confidence in ourselves when the game's tight and when the games matter and when there's a lot at stake. And maybe guys are gripping the stick a little bit tight and questioning themselves, or they don't want to be the guy to make the mistake, as opposed to should be looking forward to the guy that wins us the game. So we definitely need to start getting on the winning end of these tight games.
Well, Chris, best of luck Saturday night against Vancouver. Should be a great game. Are you a Seahawks fan?
No, I'm a 49ers fan, actually. So, yeah, I want nothing to do with those cheerleaders.
Nice. All right. We appreciate your time. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks for chatting, guys. Have a good one.